This is HPR episode 2612 entitled, Liverpool May 1st 2018, interview with Joaka Concrete Dog, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka TonyH1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, an interview with Joe from Liverpool May 1st.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. I'm still at Liverpool Maker Fest, and I've got with me...
I'm Joe, or better known online as Concrete Dog.
Concrete Dog, I like that. Can you tell us what you're here for today?
Well, I'm here. I'm pretty much obsessed with all things to do with space. So I've got a load of rockets with me, starting from little tiny kind of Estes kits that anybody can buy and get off Amazon and launch in the park or a football field, but obviously with permission, through to I'm also sit on the UK Rocketry Association Council, and I've got some of my big high-power rockets, which need a bit more. You need a few more sort of certifications and things to fly.
Yeah, I've actually just taken a picture of you with one of them, so that'll go in the show notes. So how did you get into rockets?
I actually got into rockets through another space-related thing. So I used to run a forum for people building a small form factor of satellite called pocket cubes. And so I've been obsessed with these amateurs building satellites that go into low Earth orbit. And it kind of just led me down the rabbit hole of looking at all things space. And then, somebody bought me a small Estes rocket. And then, of course, cuts to 2 years later, my house is full of massive rocket airframes and I'm building them and going around doing workshops about them and all kinds of stuff.
I keep seeing YouTube videos of people sending things up with Raspberry Pis. Have they got anything to do with your rocket?
Well, this one that I'm right next to, which is quite a small rocket, in this, it's not a Raspberry Pi, but I built a little altimeter off. It's an Arduino Pro Mini attached to a little SD card breakout board, and I can't remember which barometric... Sorry, it sounded like somebody let off a rocket, but it was some air pressure. A little barometric pressure sensor, and I just kind of wired them all together and wrote some code at it. And it works as an altimeter, so I can tell how high my rockets have gone.
Oh, that's really cool. So what do you use for actually programming them?
So the Arduino stuff, I've got just Linux on my laptop and just a little serial I can't remember which one it is, CP2102 or something. Some of the bigger rockets, people build all sorts of avionics into them, things that deploy extra charges so that they can do multi-stage release of parachutes, so that you can release a really small one at apogee and then a really big one when you say 100 meters off the ground. People build beacons, GPS systems to locate them. Some of the big ones might end up a couple of miles away, so having having a GPS system that will send back its location, or a radio beacon you can kind of triangulate down on, is pretty useful.
Yeah. Do you have cameras on any of them?
Yeah, lots of. I haven't done so much of that because I've done a couple. There's a classic picture online where I sent one up and I forgot to set the date right, and it looks like I've invented a time machine because it's like the date stamp in the corner says it's like 2027 or something. But yeah, lots of people send cameras up, and lots of people actually send cameras up obviously to catch images of Earth, but to sort of film bits of their rocket to see how they actually separate. So usually there's a kind of, to see what's going on.
A bit like that famous Saturn one where the one of the boosters is dropping off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like it's a great hobby because like I'm really into designing and building my own designs. But it's got that whole thing of like there's people who do scale model rockets that are like, you know, I haven't got the patience or the skill to do it, but like they build these amazing scale things. Then there are people who do like, you know, competition rockets for like the smallest, you know, like thing that can carry an egg and return it to Earth. There's all kinds of different aspects, including altitude records. I'm currently the UK, I hold the altitude record for the smallest class of rocket, which is A-impulse rocketry, which are the smallest rocket motors you can get. So I've got this tiny airframe here that's about, this tiny rocket that's about, what's that?
6-8 inches long.
Oh, I see, I was going to go SI units there, about 20 centimetres.
I'm old school.
And I got it holds the current altitude record of 214 metres, and the old record was 114, and I beat it through reducing the mass by using some clever 3D printing ideas and stuff.
We'll include a picture of that in the show notes.
Yeah.
So, the bigger rockets, what's the altitude record, or your personal altitude record for some of your bigger rockets?
Not very high, actually. I've not... like less than a kilometre. I couldn't tell you the exact height, but I've got plans for I'm going to build something sort of about the size of this big black airframe in the background that hopefully I'd like to get up to, like, sort of maybe the next couple of years I'd like to be knocking on 5 or 6 kilometres, and then beyond that, who knows. I've just got this other big airframe here that I'm speaking later on, that I'm also open sourcing some of my designs, because I would really love more people to get into high power rocketry in the UK, and it's difficult to get the kits that over here, a lot of them are in the US. So yeah, I'm trying to open source my designs as much as possible so that other people have a bit of a clue, even if they just look at them to get ideas, you know.
So where would we find those if we wanted to look for them?
If you search out Concrete Dog, you'll get a load of people selling nice garden ornaments, and somewhere amongst it you'll find all my nonsense, and then you'll find the link to my Git. So yeah, search Concrete Dog.
Right, thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome,
thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
No problem, man.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.